USA Radio News with John.
The House passed a $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill providing assistance to state and local governments, hazard pay for frontline health care workers, student debt forgiveness, and bolstered Medicaid and Medicare. The bill is known as the HEROES Act, the Health and Economic Recovery Omnibus Emergency Solutions Act. The measure, over 1,800 pages long, is unlikely to gain traction in the Republican-controlled Senate, although Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has indicated the Senate will pass further COVID-19 relief legislation. He said he will work with the White House to determine what is needed and how soon. The pandemic has raised concerns about having lawmakers gather to vote, especially since many members of Congress are older than 60 and therefore more vulnerable to serious illness caused by the virus. House Republicans opposed to the rule change are arguing that members of Congress are essential workers and should immediately return to the Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Texas Supreme Court blocked a lower court order that had allowed residents to vote by mail if they cite concerns about catching the coronavirus. Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton petitioned the court for the stay after an appeals court upheld the lower court ruling last month and lifting restrictions. The stay prevents county election officials from formally taking mail-in ballot applications from voters, which they can do beginning 60 days before an election. Texas held its primary in March, and it wasn't immediately clear whether the high court would hear the arguments and issue a final ruling before Election Day in November. Five sailors on the U.S. aircraft carrier sideline in Guam due to COVID-19 have tested positive for the virus for a second time and have been taken back off the ship. The resurgence of the virus in those sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt underscores the behavior of the highly contagious virus and raises more questions about how troops that test positive can be reintegrated into the military, especially submarines and ships. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gallup reports at a time when more people are in need of assistance, fewer Americans are in a financial position to provide help. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Jeff Jones, the managing editor of Gallup, tells us the survey was conducted in late April amid the coronavirus pandemic.
In prior years, polling, Gallup usually found more than 80% of U.S. adults saying they donated money to a religious or other type of charity in the past year, except for 2009, during the worst economy since the Great Depression when it dipped to 79%. While the full economic toll of the coronavirus situation has yet to be realized, it may surpass that of the Great Recession, if not the Great Depression.
Volunteer activity has also plunged to 58%. This is John Clemens reporting.
After several months in lockdown, Italy has announced plans to lift its coronavirus travel ban. The country, an epicenter of the pandemic, plans to be mostly reopened within the next few weeks with strict health guidelines. The Italian government plans to allow travel to and from the country beginning June 3rd, according to a new decree signed by Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Citizens will also be able to travel freely within the country starting the same day. Certain travel may still be limited based on disease risk, which will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. People who have tested positive for COVID-19 will still remain under strict quarantine orders. The travel ban lifts the day after Italy's Republic Day, likely preventing a mass travel amount over the long holiday weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.